I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now from Meritor, it's Marty Hetherington. Marty, welcome back to the program. Good to see you. How are you doing?
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be back, as usual.
Let's talk about this great organization, the Wyckoff Warrior Foundation. We've talked about it before. I think we had those folks on. And from that organization right now, Brent Taylor joins us. Brent, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Doing well. Appreciate the opportunity.
First of all, for those who don't know, the Wyckoff Warrior Foundation, what is that?
Wyckoff Warrior Foundation, we are a group that empowers wounded and injured veterans back into the civilian workforce through education, professional development, and mentoring.
Yeah. Where did this all begin? Where did the name come from?
The name began, our board president, Jeff Bacon, is a professional cartoonist and worked with the USO traveling to military hospitals around the world entertaining troops. And Jeff realized that there was a need to do something more when these men and women returned home and needed help reentering the civilian workforce. So Wyckoff is a Native American term for a guardian spirit, and we think that fits very well with what we do with the veterans we work with.
Marty, why is it so important for Meritor to be involved here?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say thanks to all those soldiers who are serving or have served. We give thanks for that every day. But for us, it's important because, we feel like those folks have given for us, so it's our turn to give back for them and make sure, they have a bright and a directed future moving forward.
And precisely how is Meritor acting here?
What we're trying to do is we've developed sort of a cause marketing campaign where for every Reman brake shoe sold, we will donate a portion of the revenue up to a total amount of $70,000. And that'll go straight to Wyckoff, and they can use that for, making sure that these soldiers get into the program, get the mentoring they need, and whether it's going back to school or a vocation.
Sure.
And then hopefully, and what we've done more recently since we talked last, is we've actually hired a Wyckoff Warrior to work for us, a gentleman working right now in our Florence warehouse distribution center for the aftermarket headquarters. And that's what we're hoping to sort of take the torch and lead in that direction and get other folks in the industry to do the same.
Right. Brent, what does it mean to have a company like Meritor on board?
It's absolutely critical to our success, to have a company with the great reputation that Meritor has. They have supported us, as Marty said, in a number of different ways, not only financially, but some of their leadership has been involved in the mentorship process for some of our warriors. And now it's even turned into a relationship where obviously we've been able to put someone into the workforce at Meritor. And so, the support Meritor has offered us and the awareness they've brought for Wyckoff within the heavy duty and the trucking industry has been absolutely critical to us reaching our goals to grow and to continue to help more and more veterans get back into the workforce.
And there are some tremendous, tremendous success stories thanks to your organization. You've shared them in the past, a couple in the past, and it's just amazing to hear these stories. But the work that you folks do is just tremendous.
I appreciate that. It really is. These men and women come back and they have the leadership skills and the discipline and the loyalty that they've developed in the military is widely recognized as being a huge asset to the workforce. And employers realize that as well. And the key really is helping to bridge that gap. So the civilian work culture is obviously significantly different than the military culture. And so helping these veterans to kind of bridge that gap, to learn how to apply their skills that they've learned in the military to the civilian workforce is really the key. It can be a difficult transition for some, particularly if they've gone into the military, say, right out of high school, and it's all they've ever known in their adult lives.
Yeah.
And so Wyckoff is there. It's a very high-touch program. We stay with these men and women all the way through their vocational or college education experience, right up until the point they're in the workforce, and then we stick with them. We call it Wyckoff for life. We stay in contact with them ongoing to make sure everything's going well and they're continuing to advance in their careers.
If we want to learn more about the Wyakin Warrior Foundation, where can we go?
You can go directly to wyakin.org. That's W-Y-A-K-I-N.org.
And does Meritor, Marty, have a website set up, or can we learn more about Meritor's involvement at the Meritor website?
We do have a section on the MeritorCYA.com website that's dedicated to Wyakin as well. And, you know, we hope that the folks in the industry check it out, because not only technicians and drivers, but all sorts of jobs that make a great fit for these folks coming out of the service.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Marty, thank you. Great talking to you again. And Brent, thank you so much, not only for being on today, but for everything that you folks do at the Wyakin Warrior Foundation to help those veterans. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.